This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb.
The podcast starts.
You better wear a helmet now.
All right, back. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast, the home episodes as we're doing them. I'm your host of this year's podcast, he's Ted Smith, the podcast. On the bottom, he's back there this week. There's my name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Yo, but now, Lord of Mercy, we're getting back to basics, y'all.
Back to basics, 2021, boys.
Yeah, I know what it is.
All right, back there getting the virtual studio all set up. Matt Commons, producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
What's up, Ted? I just used the Twitter stories feature for the first time.
I saw people were not happy with that new decision by Twitter.
Oh, really? I just put it on ours. You're literally drinking a beer on the Zoom screen and put it on. I saw it on my Twitter, but the podcast on Twitter at the podcast. If you go right away, you'll see our story of us before the show on Zoom.
That's funny. Yeah, I just saw today people were like, what are you doing, Twitter? Get real. Like, all right.
You don't have to.
I feel like, yeah, anytime a change comes out in social media, people freak out at first. Like, the news feed used to be controversial on Facebook.
I don't know that I've ever checked a Facebook story.
Same. But I feel like a lot of people are making them. I always see it there on Messenger.
Yeah, I click on them all the time just because there's always a bunch from work. So I'm always like, what do I look like on this story? And then, like, you know, I'll click on like Taryn's, like, oh, what's Taryn up to with the dogs and Brad? And then, basically hot girls I follow on Facebook. Like, let me check out her story. Let's see what she's doing.
Now, day in the life. Yeah,
IG is the same way for me.
It's pretty much either I know you or I find you attractive. That's why I watched your story.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you see mine this weekend?
Which network?
I accidentally posted on Facebook and like over 100 people saw it. And I was like, what the people watch Facebook stories? Like I got notifications and I checked and there's like a bunch of people, but it was the one where I made two putts at the same time.
I did not see it.
Yeah. Put two, my practice mat has two holes, one regular size and one smaller one. And during the Hawks game, I was just like messing around trying to get like one swing on two balls and get them to both go in. And I finally did it and got it on video. It was pretty sweet.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. I can't believe you were putting during that exciting Seahawks game.
Ted, that's exactly why I was practicing trying to put two balls into two separate holes at the exact same time.
Yeah. It's gone from like, I don't know, like the defense sucks to like the Seahawks are in trouble and you still got to play divisional game against Arizona Cardinals this week.
I have no hope for that game. Like I just have no expectation. I don't expect them to win it. And if they surprise me, cool. If they lose, I'm not going to be devastated. Like short week, the talent Arizona has, the injuries the Hawks have, the way they've been playing lately. I'm just like, all right, well, we're about to be what will be 6-4. Like, all right, that's just, I'm just going to have to live with that.
I mean, for the NFL layman like me, is this just kind of the remix where they're kind of reconfiguring before the playoffs? Because, I mean, they're already in, right?
No. They went from, like, first place to, like, maybe, like, the like a wild card spot, like, the last week.
Because I heard there was some teams with, like, 3-7 records or something like that were getting in. Or, like, only 3 wins that were...
Right, but they play in a very crappy division. So if you win your division, you automatically get in the playoffs.
Wait, so we went from we're running the table to we might not make the playoffs now?
Correct.
Very quickly.
And now we got to be, is Kyrie, is that the name of that quarterback in Arizona? What's that dude's name?
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray. Jesus Christ, that guy is athletic. Jesus.
Good. And he's like a stud in baseball too, man.
He's like a new, shinier Russell Wilson. Like younger, faster, better looking.
Didn't him and Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes all get drafted by major league teams too?
Correct.
Wow.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it was wild. I will say though, the good news is I've been practicing for the small Thanksgiving I'm going to. So I roasted a whole chicken on Sunday, boys, and it turned out great.
Ooh.
Yeah, that might be my new thing. You come over, I'm just roasting a chicken. Plus
in the oven.
In the oven, right? Covered it for an hour and then cooked it uncovered for like 90 minutes. But like rubbed it down with like some butter, some salt, pepper, some Johnny's. But man, and then I stuck the little, the inside of it with onions and celery. But I was sitting here like watching the game. And I mean, Cobb's been over here where I got some things cooking. That smelled amazing. I mean, it smelled like a holiday in the house.
Wow.
Dude, do you remember those, what are they called? Infomercials for the daytime rotisserie grill. Set it and forget it. Nice. Yeah. I wasn't sure if you guys knew it or not. You remember those, Ted?
Yeah, 100%, man. My buddy's little brother had one. We used to use that bastard all the time.
That seems like that could be you. 4 Cornish game hens. That could be your life, man.
Well, it's funny. I think I might have talked about it last week, but it's like as much as chicken as I eat and as often as I cook chicken, I realize like I've never just cooked a whole bird by myself. Like it's always like a chicken thigh or a chicken breast or.
Well, you like buying the whole ones at the grocery, right? That's your move?
Yeah.
Dude, the pre-cooked ones.
Yeah, this could be a whole new ball game.
That's what I'm saying, man. You come over, what's Ted doing? He's roasting a chicken. And then I think I'm gonna beer can one this weekend. See which one I like better.
Wow.
The whole thing, man. Well, I promised Jesse and Jamie that I would make stuffing and make a bird. So I wasn't going to cook a turkey. So we're working on this small chicken.
Yeah, because it's like...
What are you making for dinner? 4 Cornish game hens. Sorry, Matt, what were we saying? I love it.
Dude, no, all right.
I'm envisioning this infomercial too. I mean, I think we really have something here.
Yeah, for sure. My buddy's Bernie, his brother Andrew had one. And I remember we were sitting out there. It's like a cold March day or April. We're watching the Final Four. And he just had that thing full of chicken wings. And it was like one of the greatest sports watching days of all time.
Yeah.
You can make so many things in it.
Yeah. Well, and then that's, you know, the big thing on the men's room is that Thrill and Mike have these air fryers. So I've been pretty resistant to it just because I was worried about like making crap. And then I was talking to my other friend and he's like, no, man, I use that thing all the time. Like you can use it for just warming up crappy food. But he's like, you'd be surprised how much you'd actually use it for other stuff.
I agree. I'll make the same point I made before. I feel like I'd make fries all the time. What's that, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, I've been one of those. I've primarily used my air fryer to reheat onion rings and French fries from places. It's been great during quarantine. All the takeout, you know, fries are a little cold. Like, not a concern for me. It reheats Chick-fil-A really good, Ted.
Ooh.
The nugs. So you don't. Yeah. But this time when I was using it, I just put a bunch of vegetables in there with some oil and salt. And roasted them up and they came out great. And turns out, yeah, you can do a bunch of stuff with it. You can cook meats, veggies, like you can use it as a healthy thing. It's taking up a lot of counter space and feel like I'm about to get a better return on that now that I know that.
Yeah, that's what my buddy was using it for. He was making like cauliflower bites and this and that. And I was like, well, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, some options.
Yeah. It's also weird how you get older. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like, you don't have to eat something green. You're like, no, man, we need to get something green involved. We'll hook it up. Like, yeah, you kind of want to eat that stuff sometimes.
Yeah, it definitely makes you feel better.
Yeah. All right, well, we were going to talk about it at some point, but we are back in a lockdown as of midnight tonight, I believe.
God, boys.
I know. Restaurants and bars are done with inside seating. Gym, I'm sure Matt knows, gyms are closed. Like, bowling alleys. I'm just, I don't know. Like, I don't understand all the science. I just find it, I don't know. Like, I knew we'd end up back here, but it still kind of sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm torn a lot of directions. But yeah, you know, heading into like the one thing that probably could have saved a lot of the retailers that are about to go bankrupt, Christmas, biggest, you know, they do probably 60-70% of their business for the year in the next month and a half. All of Washington, just gone. So like, I think of the likes of like, actually Fred Meyer's probably doing all right because they have grocery, but any small regional retailer going to be hurting. And like, I don't know, though. Those cases were spiking like crazy, but we've been in a 14-day lockdown for like 200-something days now, boys. Like, remember originally, they're like, 14 days. And they're like, psych.
Right, but I mean, we haven't been in the full lockdown the whole time. I mean, places were open. You could go to, I mean, hell, we did it on Saturday.
But we never had a full lockdown, even at the beginning. Like a full lockdown is everything is closed, Europe style, and we're getting rid of this thing.
Yeah, I mean, we never had an all-out full. Well, the other problem is, too, is we've done it state by state. Like, yeah. What they did in Europe was country by country, which is a little easier. Like, we've kind of mixed, I don't know, what's the word? Mesh-paled it together or whatever? I'm trying to think of that
term.
Yeah,
mismatched or yeah, I know what you're saying. Macro-made? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, like, yeah. We just kind of were like, oh, screw it. We'll do it state by state. And obviously, like, people travel and stuff, so.
Yeah, it makes no sense. I'm with you.
Yeah. But at least in the summertime, there was outdoor seating. You could go into places. But, yeah, I don't know. I just really hope people, like, at this point, like, even I'm just frustrated. Like, just follow the rules. Let's get through this goddamn year already.
Yeah. Dude, here's the good news, though. I mean, we have three, it's looking like, solid vaccines for this thing, with the least of which being 90% effective, the most being 94. And so, you know, with plans to roll out, 25 million doses in December? I mean, you know, you keep track with that in May or June, we're looking at a whole different society. You know, I mean, it'll take a little bit to build up people who have it, but, you know, we're starting to turn the corner.
I'm much more confident going into the spring and stuff. It just, I don't know, like cooking that chicken and stuff this weekend, it just kind of hit me a little bit today. Like, oh yeah, like I'm going to spend Thanksgiving with two other people. You know what I mean? Like this yeah. Stuff's real, man.
Yeah, it's pretty real. Dude, the one thing I'll say is I think the metaphor I would use is we've been in the gym for a month and it's hurting. And we're sick of doing it, but we haven't seen any of the results yet. And like those results come, man. But you know, we've done a lot of the work, but it hasn't started to hit yet. I've noticed as I get older, it takes like, you know, 6 or 7 weeks of working out to really start to see it. Where when I was, like, you know, 18, it was like 3 weeks and you're ripped. So,
yeah. Well, that's the other funny thing, man. I had just had the best month I had had all year about consistency in the gym. And it's like, yep. And they're closed.
And it's gone. Yeah, the thing is, though, we'll appreciate gyms for life, man. Just watching movies now, I see people gathered together, not in face masks. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, it's crazy. So,
Matt, I saw Kyle for a little bit this weekend, and I was telling him, too, like I usually try to get my workouts in during the week. But Saturday, I was like, you know what? Like, also, I had a cold, so I was kind of hurting on Friday. So I was like, you know what? Saturday, woke up, felt better. I was like, I'm going to go to the gym. I'll tell you what, man, noon is a different crowd, the Saturday noon crowd, even in my small gym. I was like, where all these yoke dudes come from? What's this about? Like, I mean, granted, I usually roll in at like 9 or 9:30 in the morning. So I'm sure most of these people at work, I'm like, never seen that guy in here. Who's this guy?
Yeah, those are like the 6:30 a.m. gym bros, I bet. Get a lift before work.
Everybody walked in, had their own little warm-up, and just went to work. I was like, damn. All right. The Saturday flow is just a different crew.
Dude, that's what I like about the sound of your gym is it sounds like it's just all business. Like people go in there, they pump and they leave. I respect that.
Oh yeah. There's no socializing. There's no messing around in there. I will say Saturday when I was in there though, it was odd. Like I think the boss was out of town. So I never work out in headphones, but there was no music. And for like the first like half hour of my workout, it's just me and one other guy. And he's not listening to music either. It's just,
it no was like way.
Uncomfortable tension of like, do we say something to each other? Do I blatantly just try to turn up the volume on the TV? Like, we're just kind of two hanging out in silence now. Like every little clink of a plate, it was just awkward.
Dude, I loved when you used to call it the lab. It's like they're growing human specimens in there. Like that makes me feel like there's like just some beasts in there, you know? It's like, oh yeah, he came from the lab. It's like, Jesus. Like Matt, you know the fighter Yoel Romero? Like that's the guy I picture out working out in there. It's like his like he looks like a guy coming out of another guy. He's so yoked.
I was just thinking that I'm a little disappointed. Like you had the perfect icebreaker of like another no headphone guy. Like of course the one time there's two no headphone guys in there, there's zero music. Like
right? That's what I'm saying, man. I'm like I've gotten used to just listening to music in a gym, but I at one point was like, oh, this is awkward. And like you get to that, you know, 12th, 13th rep, like he can hear me breathing hard.
Yeah.
Dude, that's why I said that's a serial killer move. Like the guys who don't wear headphones, like when they run or work out or whatever, like you're training for something. You're training for revenge.
I mean, that's the meme I always see too. Like this guy's training for something. And then, yeah.
Well, and with both you guys in there, like then you're forced to question each other's motives.
Yeah. I was like, all right, who are you killing?
Exactly. I'm killing 375 pound Ted Smith.
Right. So then I'm all fired up after lifting, get home, take a shower. And then I can't remember if I told Cobb this or not, but I go to the grocery store. Right. And I'm telling you boys, like I'm losing my mind at some points. Like I'm in the grocery store. I am stone sober. Right. I didn't have a beer until I saw Cobb later in the evening, but I'm in the grocery store like, all right, chicken, you're coming home with me. We're going to cook this. And like, I look up and it's like, you just said that out loud.
Oh,
right. Like I did it like three times in the gym and was like, you know me, I walked down the aisle with all the Christmas candy and I was like, all right, you little miniatures, not this trip, but I'm going to see you soon.
Dude, you're a man on the edge, Ted. Like, heading into the holidays, heading into dip season.
So God. This is like out loud, not under your breath. Like one of the four words sneaks out in a whisper. You're just talking.
No, there was three outbursts of just me talking a lot. And like almost, I shouldn't say stone sober. I'm sure I'd smoked a little weed, but almost like, you believe this, man?
Does that guy have a Bluetooth in? No, he's talking to the candy.
Right. Well, I hadn't really eaten much. I'd lift it and then I was like drinking a coffee. Like your boy was all fired up.
God.
All right. So we are off next week as we head into Thanksgiving. Yep. We should take a break here and then we come back. Let's continue this food conversation. So Thanksgiving's coming up. Obviously, it's going to be different. Everybody's going to be with a smaller group because you have to be. What are you guys most excited about? And before you answer, you know, it's easy to say stuffing or potatoes or the turkey, but also you got to think, is it a certain piece of pie? Is it an appetizer? I mean, what? Hey, trust me, you know, I've been thinking about it for days, boys.
Were you guys the ones telling me about that multi-pie situation? That pie that was a bunch of pies of different types stacked on top of each other? Was that on this cast?
I think so, yeah.
I think
is that happening? Or where was that coming from?
I saw it on Goldbelly.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if that was like something that someone was making of a place you were going to. God, I don't know. Matt, what are you most excited for?
Man, I always liked the green bean casserole. I didn't realize that was such a like hotly debated thing to enjoy.
Obscure item.
Yeah, one year we didn't have it, and I was like, where's the green bean casserole? And like no one made it. I wasn't involved in the Thanksgiving dinner planning, but like it was always there every other year, and I was like, what? I was looking forward to, and apparently, like, as the legend has it, I like threw a fit about it or made a scene about it or whatever. I thought I just asked a couple questions to a couple people trying to gain some clarity around this issue. But yeah, now it lives on in like the extended family lore of like, oh, we got to have green bean casserole every year so Matt doesn't make a scene about it.
Oh, yeah. And they're never going to let that go.
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, too, like with Thanksgiving, right? Because it's one of the few times everybody's going to eat like the same basic meal, like around the country and everything. But everybody has their own idea of like what they need to make the holiday like complete or their comfort, right? Because, you know, we're dealing with food.
Yep. Ted, what's your item? If you don't have it, it's not Thanksgiving.
I mean, to me, it's just stuffing.
Yep.
So good.
You know, and that's the other thing too. Like, as much as I like the stuffing I make, like cooking it's half the fun, man. Like, you're cooking that butter on low heat, chopping up your onions and celery very thin and tiny, and like the whole house is gonna smell awesome. Then we'll start prepping that bird and getting ready. Like,
dude, that's what I was gonna say. Like, I'm so bad at cooking, I could not name for you one ingredient in stuffing, and that's my favorite thing at Thanksgiving. Before you just said onions, I could not name one ingredient.
Yeah, I mean, the main thing is, and I'll give people a little secret here, is you got to get your bread and break it up the night before. Put it in a giant pan. That way it'll stale up a little bit. And then remember, whenever we're melting butter, we never want to go too high of a heat. It's always got to be a very low heat. We're going to have all our for me, I like the onions and celery chopped up very finely. And also the night before, you're putting on a bunch of seasonings, parsley, salt, pepper, sage, what else? I'm trying to think. So, I mean, it's like a whole combination of them coming together. And you can always, I just remind people this, with salt, we can always add more in, but we can't take it out.
Applies to a lot of things, Ted.
Ted, do you mess with boxed stuffing?
Man, I mean, I always make mine.
Okay.
But, I mean, listen, if it was... You know, if it's February and you're coming over for like a Saturday to watch something and I'm like, hey, I'm going to roast a chicken, you know, stovetop might be made. So I'm not against a box stuffing. I just like the process of it. And honestly, it reminds me of like hanging out with my mom in the kitchen.
Right.
And like keeping that tradition going.
Yeah. If you got a tradition for real Thanksgiving, that makes sense. But glad to know you're like down for some out of season box stuffing, too. Because I think that's a great move that people forget about a lot of times.
Oh, yeah, man. When I lived in Towson with DV and Sut Dog, I mean, we used to have stovetop, I bet, at least once a week.
Wow. Did I know you lived in Towson?
Yeah, I mean, I always just say Baltimore, but I lived in Baltimore City for a couple of years and 1 year up in Towson.
Okay. I had some wild times in Towson. Yeah, I was only there for a few months, but I went over to Towson a couple of times and just always had a blast. So,
yeah,
is there a university? Like, is Towson a college, right?
Towson University has a ridiculous amount of hot girls. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but they all go to Towson. And then, like, the little bar district they have was always pretty cool. Charles Village Pub, Towson, CVP. That was our spot, man. It's like, Cobb, me and Dan, my buddy Dan, we would go there so much, right? Now, granted, we're 21, 22 at the time, but on Sunday nights in the upstairs bar, they spun a wheel. So wherever the wheel stopped would be like the drink special for that next 10 minutes. But we went in there so often and always drank Miller Lite. The guy would just spin it and then stop it on 2-for-1 Miller Lite. So like, you guys want some Miller Lite? Like, yeah. Literally, there'd only be like three of us up there, and the guy'd be like, Miller Lite, 2-for-1s. There we go.
Let's go, boys. Back to basics. Dude, if you were going to win a TV show, like regardless of the amount of money, what TV show would you want to win?
Oh, man. I mean, I would go with Jeopardy just because I'm a terrible speller, so the wheel's out. I take that back. Price is Right.
There you go.
Oh, Price is Right would be sick. Ted Smith just won both Showcase Showdowns.
I feel like As excited as I am for the meal, though, like I was just thinking earlier, like how often does anybody eat pie? And like pies, to me, pies are kind of like pizza. Like there's definitely high-end pies and there's like store-bought, but I feel like it's always pretty good. You know what I mean? Like even if you buy like a cheap one at the store, you never go, you know what? This apple pie sucked. Might not be the best, but usually I feel like pretty good.
Matt, you looked like you were going to talk.
So did you. I was just literally about to say the exact same thing. Yeah. On Thanksgiving, you know, I'm very like pumpkin pie. Like I don't really care about the rest of this stuff. And I need insane amounts of whipped cream. Like I always need whipped cream or vanilla ice cream with my slices of pie.
All right.
So, and I love it, but I don't know, like, am I not a pie guy because I always need the accoutrements and like, I don't need that for cake.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. I'd have a hard time eating pumpkin pie without some Cool Whip.
Now, Matt, because the thing is, I'm a burger guy, but I wouldn't eat a burger that's just dry with no ketchup. So I think you can still consider yourself a pie guy, but you know, it needs all the proper fixings.
Got to have it dialed in. Okay.
I feel like
I'm a pie guy.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. For me, I mean, definitely Price is Right. And I would take pumpkin pie or apple pie.
What about that pecan, man? That's probably the king of pies to me.
I literally don't think I've ever tried it.
You never had one of the tiny ones at my birthday?
I don't think so. Dude, your birthday has so many exotic delights. I wouldn't waste it, honestly, on a little like pecan pie. I'm in that dip game.
The dip game, but I mean, she makes those little personal ones plus the U.S. egg. Like that.
The U.S. egg.
It's tough to beat.
Yeah, the U.S. egg is all league. Shout out, Michelle. Honestly, I don't know how that's not like a national craze at this point.
All right. Obviously, like I said, we're off next week, but obviously we're not going to have the get together this year. Restrictions and whatnot, and just I just personally would not feel comfortable hosting anything like that. And honestly, with my company, I don't know that I can.
Yeah, I think not hosting one's a good idea.
But don't worry, we'll be back. You know, back to basics, 2021. We'll get it in. Yeah, maybe we'll finally have the summertime one we've been threatening for years. All right, Cobb, you want to read a few emails there?
Yeah, yes, sir. All right. Ooh, we got a lot, boys. I'll try to just kind of sort visually. I don't want to cook meal. Agreed on the. Oh, this was. Yeah, when we were talking about like meals that are easy to cook when you don't feel like cooking. This is from Michelle. Agreed on the bag meals. We stock up on a few bags of frozen meals and bag salads for nights when there's no time or no one wants to cook. Both are easy to mix in extras, like if I have cherry tomatoes or spinach in the house. But when it's just me, my go-tos are cereal, microwaved quesadilla, or veggies. Michelle, I am right there with you. Sometimes I'll get a bag of fresh broccoli, carrots, and cauliflower, and hummus if I have that. But my favorite is charcuterie night when I magically have cheese, crackers, almond, pickled veggies, and salami in the house. Whew. The items on the snack board switch around, but that's my favorite I don't want to cook meal. LARP on, Michelle.
That sounds delicious, man. Charcuterie's great.
Yeah. I've been having cereal lately, and the Kashi brand, they make, I don't know what kind it is, but they have a chocolate and a peanut butter. I got both boxes, been mixing them together. Tastes like Reese's.
Cobb, I had a really big piece of pizza last night, and halfway through, I folded it in half as to keep the beard a little cleaner. And in my mind, I said, this is not a pizza taco, but it is. Thanks a lot, Cobb. I'll never look at my pizza the same. LOL, TJ.
Wow.
I'm kind of wondering what the size of this piece of pizza was.
Dude, I feel like it works best with like the big sloppy ones. And for people who aren't going to fold it in half, I personally go, would that be lengthwise? I don't know, where like the top, where the crust is all on the same end, not spread throughout.
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes for me, like if I get towards the end of a piece of pizza, like you bite it so that you have like a little bit left in front of the crust, and then you can kind of flip that over on the crust, get a little more cheese and sauce involved.
Yeah, almost like a little roll. You can also roll the whole slice, a little pizza roll action. But yeah, I like when you're like halfway through a slice. I'm totally with you. All right, boys. In the interest of time, let me read a couple subject lines to you. And Ted, just tell me what hops out at you. Lazy cooking. Salty sports fans. Checking in. No cook food. Time for grandma. PFL. Paninis for life.
I want to hear salty sports fans and time for grandma.
You got it. Gentlemen, last episode's discussion of brutal sports fans. Oh, yeah, we were talking about the Philadelphia Eagles fans. Brutal sports fans reminded me of a story from law school. I attended the University of Colorado, Go Buffs, a school most commonly known for its 420 celebration in which hundreds of students would gather in the campus's main quad to publicly partake in some of the devil's lettuce. Given this warm and fuzzy hippie heritage, my first football game was quite a surprise. In line to enter the stadium, I saw a sign listing various prohibited items. Most were standard, save two, tortillas and marshmallows. Tortillas made sense, given that they're basically frisbees and could easily be thrown onto the field. Marshmallows were more confusing. A quick Google search explained things. Apparently, the Colorado students would take jumbo marshmallows, fill them with batteries and throw them at the opposing team sitting on the bench. That may not be quite as cold-blooded as booing Santa Claus, but way colder than expected from a bunch of crunchy stoners. Stay safe and stay sane, gents. Carson the lawyer.
Wow.
Damn, that's intense. I mean, I feel like some of that stuff just can't happen anymore as there's cameras everywhere, but like, I don't know. I'm just imagining the crew of dudes is like, this man, we're putting batteries in these marshmallows and we were going to mess some people up. Like, whoa, easy.
Dude, and how many times did it have to happen for it to be listed on a big sign outside the stadium at every entrance? Like, that's not a one-time occurrence.
I also like the idea of just some random stone dude sitting in the stadium just housing tortillas and marshmallows. And they're like, all right, enough of this. What, man? I'm just hungry.
Time for grandma. Hello, boys. How's the greatest podcast in all the land doing?
All the land.
Haven't had time to email in lately. Trying to get my house ready to sell is so stressful. So my I don't want to cook meal is either one of two things. Grilled cheese sandwiches with some ketchup or rice-a-roni mixed with baked beans. Both are the shit. You can't change my mind. So Mark Ribollet was in your mom's house and did an interview. Dude's super interesting. If you guys are bored, check it out. He's going to be doing a live set. My wife doesn't like his music, mainly the flamenco song, because I may or may not have stood at the end of my bed naked on one leg, arms tucked, yelling, I'm a flamingo. Take care, boys. Jaden. P.S. You're fired, bud. You didn't follow Proto.
I will say this. That song is amazing. And Migs and I talk about it on the Megacast all the time. Like sometimes like his wife comes into the room and he's like working out at home with that guy playing. And it's just like, you never like, he doesn't like script things out. He just does it on the fly. So you never know where he's going to go with that music.
All right. Last one that we'll get to today. Greetings and salutations to the greatest podcast in all of the land.
All the land.
First off, Dan's Market in Leavenworth is awesome, and the breakfast sandwich game is strong there. Cobb, invest in a panini maker or a George Foreman grill. Dude, yeah, I think I'm on probably my third George Foreman. I don't have one right now, but I've had a couple different models. Huge fan. My friend used to call it the George Foreman, or no, what do you call it? The lean, mean flavor cutting machine. step up that grilled sandwich to a new level with minimal cleaning or dishes afterwards. I like to switch up the meats, cheeses, and breads for a variety and occasional fancy feel. Dude, that's great advice, Mike. I totally agree. Or Michael. Matt, have you golfed at Kaler Glen in Lake Wenatchee? I hear great things about it. It's just down the road from the lake and lots of hiking options. Cheers, fellas. Michael, a.k.a. Hammer.
Nice.
I, I've not played there yet. I've played the Leavenworth Golf Course twice. Love it there. But I like driving around and playing golf. Like, it's a fun way to make a road trip and have something to do. So maybe I'll check it out next year.
Dude, I'll tell you what, Sunday morning was odd too. There was a Pac-12 football game on at 9 a.m. And then you had Red Zone. The Masters was on. And then the governor had a press conference at 11. I was just like, 2020, you are crazy. Like, what is going on here?
Yeah, dude, that's seriously like the white Ford Bronco day. It was like five different sporting events and OJ running rampant on the freeway.
Yeah, right. I was just like, I was just sitting here and I was like, I don't know that I've ever seen college football on a Sunday morning, especially Pac-12. And they kicked off that game at 9 a.m.
I shouldn't have said OJ running rampant. An innocent man fleeing police on the on the freeway. That's what I meant.
Oh, man. That's funny. Yeah, it was also cool to see the Masters in the fall. The final round wasn't that exciting. I know we're talking about golf, but I was like, all right, it's kind of cool flipping over and it's on.
Yeah, it was fun to watch all four, you know, as much as I could, all 4 days, and was stoked for Dustin Johnson. But it was funny because at like 11:30, I had a client that day because I had to move some stuff around on my schedule. Usually I don't work Sundays, but I got on Zoom and I was like, hey, what's up? How's it going? She's like, you know, just got the TV on. And I was like, there's no way you're talking about the Masters. Like, I wanted to be like, yeah, me too. Like, it's fine. It's Masters Sunday. What do you expect? I was like, for what? Like, she's like, the governor's press conference, shutting everything down. I was like, yeah, went totally over my head. I thought I heard something about that, but it's just been all Masters coverage for me.
I was just, you know me, I was just sitting here like prepping my chicken, and I was like, this is a strange freaking day, man. It's a strange day. All right, well, let's check in with what's mattening.
All right. Actually, first, I wanted to talk about that thing. Our buddy Joe is on the board for Smash Seattle, which is a thing to get increased access to healthcare for local musicians, a really cool cause. And they have a virtual show where they got like a bunch of awesome Seattle musicians. And they're like pairing up for these unique songs with a bunch of different people. I think he said Dave Matthews too. I'm most stoked about Aaron Jones and the Duff McKagan's got one. This girl, Shayna Shepherd from Bear Axe, is also on it. So a lot of really cool people. Ted's old friend, Alan Stone, is involved.
Oh, kick your beer if you're mean to him.
God, dude, we have so many street beefs from this podcast. So many street beefs around town.
It's so true. That's so funny. Yeah, so that's this Sunday. Check out at Smash Seattle on Instagram for information on tickets. It's a benefit, but they also have some free options. I don't know the availability on that. So, yeah, at Smash Seattle on Instagram is how I found them. I'm sure there are other places too, but nice and easy. Yeah, so this weekend when I wasn't watching the Masters, actually, Saturday, our friend, speaking of friends that we've had on the podcast, our friend Dunk came over.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was great to see him. We went out to the facility, played a little bit of golf out there, and then went down and had the Masters on mute, but we recorded an episode of Gone Viral, the podcast I do with my girlfriend Tyler. And Dunk was our first guest. So that was, it was a ton of fun. He's got his new company, Onsite MSK, that we were talking about. And yeah, just great, great day hanging out with him, watching the Masters and playing in the simulator. Saturday was a ton of fun. What the hell else did I do? I don't even remember, man. Like, last week I did this coaching conference that I thought was going to be this weekend, but it was actually Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So my whole schedule got jumbled, but Yeah, so it was just kind of a cluster all weekend, but the Masters were on and I was having a good time. So
I think one of the last rounds of golf I played was with Dunk after Dustin Johnson three putted away the U.S. Open.
Oh man, I remember that day. Oh, I was actually there for that. That was wild. Yeah, Dunk's really good at golf.
Oh yeah.
His swing actually reminded me of Dustin Johnson. It's very like flattens out and very, very wide. But yeah, that was my first time like seeing him swing a club. And it was like immediately I thought of Dustin Johnson. And then, you know, Dustin Johnson just ran away with it in the next 24 hours.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Dunk's a great golfer. I mean, that's what he did for a while too.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just a rad dude. So I hadn't hung out with him one-on-one or two-on-one, I guess, but Tyler was here. But, you know, in that small of a setting ever, rad dude. So, yeah, we had a ton of fun. You can check out Gone Viral, and that episode's up. But, yeah, other than that, just kind of hung out and tried to watch the Hawks game and was like, man, I think I'm better served by trying to putt two golf balls at once into two separate holes.
Yeah,
and I did it. Sure. So Sunday was a victory for me in that sense.
All right. Good to hear. I mean, look, that sums up the Seahawks game. I was better off putting.
Two balls at once.
Two balls at once, right? There was also some weird innuendo in there twice.
Like yeah, right?
2-on-1 with Dunk. Like, don't call it 2-on-1.
Thank you. Yes, I was thinking the same thing. It's like, God, you know, damn, there was like vague two girls, one cup references.
Yeah.
Like, two balls, two cups. Right. 2-on-1.
If he says 2 one more time. He's
a great guy.
Stop it. Go to the cop topic.
All right, I guess it's about that time. Cobb topic.
God, what kind of sex cult are you running out there at the facility?
Hey, it's just practice.
All right. Simulation. So when I was playing indoor soccer, I was like 22 years old, and there was this guy on my team, the oldest guy on the team, this guy named Mike, and he was like a Boeing machinist. He had like a big beard and shaved head. He honestly looked like he was in the Hell's Angels. Pretty good at soccer. But he lived by himself in Ballard. He was 32, 33. And he gave me the advice. I had just moved into a place by myself. And he was like, do you have your own laundry? And I was like, yeah, man, I have like a washer and dryer in there. And he's like, all right, your washing machine is your dirty clothes hamper and your dryer is your dresser. And I was like, oh. And honestly, that carried me through for like a good 5 years. And it's some of the best advice I've gotten. So, Cobb topic this week, what is one thing someone did for you that you'll never forget? email at thepodcast.com.
Ooh.
Dude, the first one that comes to mind to me is a friend of mine named Connor, right? So we were friends on like social media and stuff, but I hadn't really like hung out with the dude, but I was living in Belltown. He lived in Belltown. So we'd run into each other, but we didn't like know each other. But when I went to see that Huskies game against Utah in Salt Lake City, like we get there and we're kind of walking around. Game day's there. It's a few years ago. It's a great day, but we're trying to find a tailgate. Connor just hits me up and he's like, dude, come over to Lot Whatever. Like, you'll notice all the purple. We've got a bunch of beer, this and that. And it was just an awesome afternoon. But like, I'm sure we would have gone to a bar or something to drink a beer or whatever, but just Connor, like, he hooked us up and it just made the day.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think how I want to phrase this one, because there's only one thing that comes into mind, but it's a little bit incriminating.
Don't say anything illegal, Matt. Jesus, we've talked about this. Like, for once.
Okay.
You got the memo.
Yeah.
Felony, Matthew. It's called a felony in this state. Okay.
Yeah. No, well, it wasn't in this state, but yeah. Man.
What else? They have extradition treaties amongst the states.
There's other things that people have done a lot of nice things for me over the years. I'm just thinking out loud of some appropriate ones.
Did this take place in Hawaii? That's my ask.
No.
Okay.
No, California. You know, I'm doing No Nut November. I took a halftime break on the 15th. We don't need to talk about that. But
you have sex or self-love?
I just can't do it myself. And so shout out to Tyler for the H assist the other morning. Oh, that was dope.
Jesus. You better mark that.
All right. Yeah, that's
shout out to the assist. Sorry, just like maybe it's your girlfriend. I love we're still giving her a shout out. Like
hey, she's doing a solid.
Good looking help. Oh man, that's too good. All right. So is that what we're using?
Yeah, yeah. You guys put me on the spot. The other one's illegal, so we're sticking with that. It's out there. I'm not gonna think of another thing.
Oh man, that's too good. All right. Well, look, that's gonna do it for this week. For everybody listening to the show, honestly, man. Yeah, Thanksgiving's gonna be a little different, but enjoy the time you have with the people you're with. You know what? Make the extra food, right? Whatever it is you want, make it. You know, it might be smaller, it might be different. You might not see all your cousins or whatever, like, you know, but still, you know, give what you want, or not give, but make what you want. And, you know, just enjoy the holiday. Thanksgiving's always a big one. I always love it and still looking forward to cooking and making all that stuff. So other than that, like, yeah, we'll see you in December. All right. For MCTP, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.